K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer. April 11th, 2025, recording this special podcast here, folks. All things K-State sports. I know I mentioned this several times, and we're going to revisit this again, right? I mentioned even Ben Boyle. Shout out Ben Boyle, who calls some of the games sometimes for men's basketball, particularly for the early portion of the home schedule. But he tweeted this out, right? And I mentioned this before, right? The success of K-State athletics, right, over the past, you can probably take it back to the last 3.25 years. We have seen it all, right? Now, I've brought this up, little sprinkle here and there, and I'm going to revisit this, right? And this is the focus on this episode. This is probably going to come out Sunday night. So and I hopefully, Lord willing, should be back on Sunday night, or at least later in the afternoon on Sunday. But I'll be coming off of trip to Lake of the Ozarks with the KCRC crew as we do battle out there once again for the second year in a row, Bridge to Dam Run out there. Majority of the group is going to be doing a half marathon. This is going to be a prep race. I'm not doing a half. Just like last year, doing the 10K, a little prep race before the big race goes down. Before the big race goes down. Sorry, I'm getting text messages. Before the big race goes down in Olathe on the 26th. And that's going to be, when this comes out, 2 weeks from the weekend. That's crazy stuff, man. Crazy. Shouldn't be. Here I am. Shouldn't have been training for a marathon. I told myself after the way Chicago went, I was going to take a break from the marathon. But the aspirations, the suspicions of me said, the way that went, that ended, I ain't going out like that. So here I am with that. But this is not about me again. Well, this is about this podcast. All right. So look, success. And let's just throw in the mix the recent success, the recent achievement for K-State Athletics, right? Call it or not, winning Augusta. And of course, right now, as I'm talking to you, Matt, the Masters, the PGA Masters, the Legendary Masters. That's not what I was looking for, worse I was looking for, but we're going to roll with it. It's going on as I speak right now, round two, right? So she is coming off of that, winning the Women's National Amateur Championship. Champion, who would have thought about that, right? And we know how talented Carla is, and Carla transferred again. We're in a era now in college sports or athletics that nobody can stay put at a university. And this is what I've been saying all year. And you've been tuning in, covering, you've been with me through the women's basketball. I have said that with the core group. The Glenn Twins, Lee, Sundell, you can throw in Point Dexter, all these girls, well, in particular those four girls I just said, the Glenn Twins, in particularly Sundell and Lee, you'd be lucky to have a core like that. Even if you throw in Dean Wade, Cam Stokes, and Bray Brown. That's just the first thing that comes to my mind. When you think about a core group that can stay with you for just more than just 1 year. And then say deuces, right? This is what it is. K-State, we have enjoyed success at some shape or fashion, whether that's the Big 12 Championship for K-State football a couple years ago, Will Howard leading us to the promised land in that area, right? And then, of course, Sugar Bowl where, if things go... Things turn ugly when we did not make it fourth down. Against Big Bad Alabama, right? And that just snowballed, right? But take away that for a minute. The Big 12 title, you win that. You then the same, I believe in the same athletic calendar year, Jerome Tang, first year, hits lightning in the bottle with Keontae Johnson. Goes to all the way to Elite Eight. And Marquise Noel was not playing very well early on. And then something changed with Noel in the coach. Pretty much like we saw this year. And not to the success of that team, which had Desi Stills and, oh gosh, David Gasson, Naquan Tomlin. That was young Gasson. Naquan Tomlin, who, again, I don't have time to go down that road. No. Don't have time for that, but you see what I'm saying. Not even close, really, because if McDaniel was bought in, right from the get-go with Drum Tang, we could have saw something different. This year's team was way too consistent. But that team there, if Marquise Noah doesn't turn around his play, that run does not happen whatsoever there. And you are a doorstep away from the Final Four. That is crazy. And that's why you hear all these athletes, when you get to a certain level, say, you got to cash it in. I mean, it don't matter. I mean, yeah, it's not easy getting there. Whether it's a Big 12 championship on the football side, an Elite Eight appearance on the men's basketball side, a Sweet 16 this past year for the women's basketball team, a caliber not winning the way that she did it in Augusta a week ago. You got to cash it in when you have a chance. Because you never know when you can have this opportunity. It always goes that I haven't had that many opportunities. Personally, I've been fortunate to see the success. And particularly my senior year when I was at K-State's Pro Project Podcast, all those things K-State Sports, throwing it back a little bit and revisiting some of the success of K-State Sports over the past 3 years. Ben Boyle had a tweet of it, and I have talked about it even before Ben tweeted this out last week. And again, the recent success, call it or not. And then, not only that, while I'm thinking about it, Sherry Yanoh on the track and field side, women's track and field, right? Getting All-American honors in the NCAA National Championships, finishing 8th, right? Top 10, getting All-American status there. Put that in the mix, right? So, Gary Moore Jr., champion, Big 12 champion. And indoor, add that to the list too. Go ahead, add that to the list too. So you just got cash it in while the iron's hot. It's one of those things there that, you know, it's a rarity. Even me personally, I haven't seen that much success. We're not that fortunate. Being playing state title, I know, again, throwback, right? Success, you know, being involved in state titles on football and not seeing much success. But you working your ass off, you're not seeing much team success, but you're seeing personal success. You're not seeing team success, though. And now, all of a sudden, okay, later in the years, you're having that personal success, and now it's time to cash in. Now it's time to cash in while we have it, because you don't know. That's the scary part. You just don't know when you have this chance. And that's why part of the reason why I even get back in the marathon game, because the way that Chicago went, that all across the board, me personally, that didn't sit right. That was just off. I felt off. And part of me still feels like I underestimated the competition a little bit. Yeah, Fast Eddie's fast. I get it. But there's other people too. A lot of people that are just as fast you are. But I feel like I can compete with anybody still. This is my mentality. That's just my mentality, right? So, I've had a different approach as the countdown to Olathe Marathon continues. And for those of you who are new or listening to the podcast for the first time, I have been training for the Garmin Olathe Marathon or Garmin Oz Marathon for the past, going back to December of last fall, right? Maybe even back to November a little bit. Yeah, so I've been turning back the clock to going back to old school things, right? That's work your ass off. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're talented or you're not, or you're back of the pack runner or in front of the pack, right? Or elite runner. You still got to work your ass off. It don't matter. You just put yourself in a position to be successful. Or even if things don't align, like Denny Hamlin talked about in his recent appearance on the Kevin Harvick Happy Hour pod, you put yourself okay, all right, you know right away. Sometimes you know right away that, hey, we got a chance to win. Denny Hamlin talked about it. Like, that team should not have won. But again, if you put yourself in a position late, you got a chance. You have a chance. You execute, do what you're supposed to do. Okay, especially if you don't have that race car, right? I know this is now being off the rails. Ooh, excuse me. This is now being off the rails. But you know what I'm saying. If you have a car, sometimes you know. Sometimes you know right away. Sometimes you don't. Particularly runners. So again, it's like, and again, I know I've talked about this on my other podcast. You cannot control out of things stuff. You just can't. The uncontrollables, right? And it's just thing. Carla's win. Carla paced herself, and that's the thing. We've seen this. We've seen this before, and I said it right then last week on the show. Sport Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Gritter III, on a special edition of the podcast. Right, we're taking a look back at the success, recent success of K-State Athletics. Right, call up or not. Started out okay, top 10, Augusta. Ain't nothing to play around. That golf course ain't nothing. And yeah, I see some Masters golf, not in person, but I've seen it every now and then. Right, in particular when Tiger was playing. Especially when he was winning Masters, you gotta pace yourself. And sometimes you know you have to get started, and sometimes you're not. But sometimes on the weekend, that first day or first 2 days sets a tone for the rest of the weekend. Carla put herself, and we have seen this from her time in, time again. Okay, what do I need to do to set myself up, okay, to win this thing, right? Start off sixth. Okay, top 30, go to the final round. That was day one. We didn't talk about day two because, okay, she's going to qualify easily unless something out of whack happens. Okay, I'm third after day two. We're in top three. Okay, we're right there where we want to be. And then the final round happens. It's go time. Boom, right there, takes control, and then having to hold off two other competitors late. The seal, a huge win. Gigantic win. This is what I'm talking about here. Women's basketball, right? This podcast, I associate this podcast with the K-State women's basketball team. That squad that I've referred to so many times. And I'm pretty sure we're going to come back to them. The Sundell, Lee, the Glenn twins. Right? This team hadn't had a clue what was going on. Freshman. All right. You know, Ayuk Lee, she's going to be a baller, right? So Serena Sundell, she's going to be good, right? They went through their struggles a little bit. Jalen Glenn, she went through her groin pains. So did Briley did. But then you look at this now, you fast forward 4 years later, Sweet 16 appearance. And they left a lot on the table. They still left a lot on the table. You throw in Gabby Gregory in his fray too. They left a lot on the table. So, but forever be known, be grateful for what they did for this university. So it just, and in baseball, I even mentioned that baseball right now was ranked, got swept by Oklahoma State, but last year, okay. That's who a regional run came out of nowhere. Like, we had a squad. We had athletes. Kalen Culpepper, Tyson Neighbors, Blake Dean, David Bishop was on that team last year. It just, so many names, so many things. And all of a sudden, baseball caught light in the bottle. You got to play your best baseball late. You want to be peaking at the right time. What? Have I not said this? Time and time, you want to be peaking at the right time, and Pete Hughes' team peaked at the right time and knocked off Arkansas, upset Arkansas in one of the hostile environments that I've ever seen in college baseball. That's saying something. Arkansas is known really for football, but in track and field, really, because they produce a lot of talent for runners, and for them, for that team, for that K-State baseball team. To do what they did, And look, I was a student at K-State, obviously an alum now. Obviously, I'm doing this podcast, right? My senior year at K-State, football, men's basketball, and men's baseball ended up winning the Big 12 title. that you can go ahead and throw that in there too. But that's a handful of years ago now. A handful of years ago. This is a recent success. This, well, I saw Con Klein. Who's on that basketball team? Roddy Magruder. Let me see. J.O. Martavius Irving. Yeah. I can go right down that line there. Baseball. I can't remember who was on that baseball team. We had a different manager back then. But yeah, so that baseball team was inches a game away from the College World Series. Last year's baseball team was 2 wins away from the College World Series. They couldn't come up with a win in the Super Regional. But yeah, so it's like when the iron's hot, you gotta cash in. You have to cash in. It don't matter what it takes. You have to cash it in. And it's been a wonderful 3-year run of K-State Athletic. Now really you can put 4-year run now. And then this baseball team right now might have something to say when it gets down to crunch time, because they were leading the standings and took a huge step back last weekend. Hopefully they get back on track in the series. They just recently won against Missouri State. So I just want to revisit this again. You throw in a couple more names onto this list. Yes, the football, baseball, and women's basketball and men's basketball success, but the individual success. Carl Bernat winning Augusta last weekend. Gary Moore Jr. before that, winning the Big 12 title on the field side, track and field indoor. Sherry and O being All-American, right? So all these things now that we're seeing, I know we still have, what, 2.5 months left of the 2024-25 athletic calendar year left to be unfolded here. But yes, it's awesome to see, be a part of something like this. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and then me, yeah, you throw me in the mix with my first ever world major. Yeah, Chicago didn't, I didn't envision that way it went down, but it happens. It happens sometimes. And yeah, that's been the fuel of my fire into re-entering this phase, this marathon thing. So again, we'll just see what happens on the 26th. I don't know. You know, it's the way it is. You have to play the cards you dealt with, and you just got to go out and at the end of the day, you know, it's what the cards was dealt. Like, yeah, I guess. So yeah, this is something I wanted to come back to a little more in depth here. I'm recording this on Friday. This will go out on Sunday night. So recent success of K-State sports here, and we've been pretty fortunate here as K-State alum, K-State fans, to see the success. Now, it's frustrating, yeah. So with Avery, with the football team, recent football team, they're gonna have the expectations again later this fall of getting back to Arlington. I mean, the pieces are there. Can they win? I mean, it just come down to it. They self-destructed in the second half, late in the second half of the year. So can they get it done? Men's basketball. That's going to be another new leaf again with the new roster. The heat's going to be turned up. It's going to be turned up a little bit there on that front. Can you deliver, right? On that front, women's basketball is going to be turning a new leaf too. So it's just all these things. And in K-State baseball, they're kind of young. Can they keep some of that young core together? So it's just one of those things that, you know, it cycles around. You just got to cash in. When you have a good team, whether that's football team, whether that's the men's basketball team, whether that's the women's basketball team, whether it's you have good individual athletes on the golf side, men or women, tennis, women's rowing, women's soccer. I haven't mentioned all that. Women's soccer, trying to take that next step to be a winning program, right? So all these things, you gotta cash it in. I know. I have said cash in too much. But you get it. You get what I'm saying. You have to take advantage of the situation in front of you. That Because when you're in a rebuilding mode, it's hard. It's hard. It's frustrating. And now we see, and for instance, I'm going to stick with football because football, that's coming up. All eyes. Get Avery Johnson. I've said it on here. And by the way, this is Pro Patcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. 80 Grand Third here for a couple more minutes here on this special edition of the podcast. Take a look back at the recent success of K-State K-State sports. Yeah, so, I mean, King Avery Johnson, for me, I said this recently, he's got to take a couple steps forward in this thing. If K-State's going to reach their potential, get into a college football playoff spot, winning a Big 12 championship, and hearing all the laydown for Avery Johnson, he got to take a couple steps forward this season. He can't be inconsistent. We saw inconsistency from Avery Johnson last year. I'll say it. So he's got to take a couple steps forward. You're 2 years into this program. You got to be able to, all right, how do I ascend this program, right? Instead of, hey, we're 7-8-1 at one point and end up like 8-4. I mean, you got to take, that's not him. It's everybody else, too. Everybody else, you got to take forward. What do you need to do to, okay, hey, all right, how do we finish this upcoming year than we were last year? And you got to start overseas in Ireland. So there's a lot to get into with that. I'm just got to bring it up because football, before we even sit here and know it, it's going to be at our doorsteps. And we're going to be sitting here talking about Chris Klieman, Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, Austin Romaine's football team. Can they finish a lot better than they did a year ago? So I just want to record here and kind of rewind the clock back again and kind of put a little bit of bow right now because, again, we're still a couple months away from finishing up the 2024-25 K-State Athletics campaign. So this university has seen a lot of success there, and I just wanted to kind of, you know, again, going a little bit deeper here on this podcast. Pro Project Podcast, all this K-State sports and gateway, our podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. We are free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. If you're new to the podcast, you're liking what you're hearing, I advise you to go ahead and hit the subscribe button, like, tap that alarm bell. Every time we post content daily, y'all be first to know about it. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast, your number 3, EWDPOSFES Podcast, myself and Alex Aiden. An episode is coming up soon. And make sure you tell one K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. That is going to do it on a special edition of Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Southern California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Friday. Safe travels this weekend out there. To those who are traveling, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.